The New Orleans Ballet Association presents Le Ballet de Monte Carlo in Romeo and Juliet, the internationally renowned company's interpretation of Shakespeare's tale of star-crossed lovers gets a French twist in this production by choreographer and director Jean-Christophe Maillot. Stephen Burgund is playing the role of Romeo, and we've got him on the phone. Hello, Stephen.
Hi.
We're excited that the dance company chose to make New Orleans its first stop on this tour and is an official tricentennial event. Is this your first visit to the city?
This is actually going to be my second visit to the city. The first time I was there was a very long time ago when I was, I think, maybe 8 years old at a dance competition doing my first jazz number.
Well, we're happy to have you back. Tell us a little bit about your background. You are French-Canadian?
I'm actually from the English part of Canada. I was born in Sault Ste. Marie in Ontario, and at the age of 10, ended up moving to Toronto to go to Canada's National Ballet School. I did full academic program as well as a professional ballet program and graduated in 2003. I moved across the pond and went to Germany to work with the Hamburg Ballet. I was there for 3 years and then moved to Monte Carlo, where I have been now for the past 12 years.
How were you attracted to the Monte Carlo Ballet?
What attracted me in Monaco was, in Jean-Christophe's work, I just loved how no matter who was on stage, they were just dancing fully, and they were committed and so deep into it and just so physical. And I thought that was wonderful. And I thought, like, that is what I should be doing. Like, I want to be there. I want to be as full out as I can be. I want to be dancing on stage, because I was young and energetic and excited to do that. And that's what really drew me in.
This is a large company. I believe 50 dancers today.
Yeah, just about 50, I think, yeah.
How do you feel like an individual dancer in such a large company of dancers?
Well, I've had the privilege of starting as a quarter ballet member and slowly working my way up to becoming a principal dancer. Jean-Christophe is great about making sure that people's personalities are shining, and that he's open to having, like, a really nice personal relationship with the dancers, to get to understand them and make sure that, like, whenever they're dancing, no matter what it is, that they're not only interpreting his roles and his choreography and trying to do, like, as much as we can to make sure that his vision is being portrayed, but he also likes to see the personalities of people shine through a little bit. And so being open to that has allowed me and other people to find their place in the company without feeling like we're just getting lost in a bunch of numbers, in a bunch of people.
This is an imaginative interpretation of Shakespeare's Romeo and Juliet. What is director Jean-Christophe Maillot's vision, the twist in the story?
So what Jean-Christophe did with his ballet was really, in a way, modernize it and make it so that people can understand what we're saying, what we're doing, the story that we're telling. He sort of has made it almost like you're watching a movie. So at the beginning of the ballet, you actually see, just like in old cinema, you actually see the credits of the ballet. You see who's performing which role, you see the names of the dancers and the characters that they'll be doing, the people that have done the costumes and the music. All of these little details are shown at the beginning, and there's moments throughout the ballet where you'll suddenly see little effects, as if somebody paused a movie to go and make a little more popcorn, or somebody wanted to see something in slow motion. Little effects like that, which I absolutely love, and I think add that little touch of magic and make it really exciting for the audience.
Your role as Romeo, what do you find challenging?
I love to think about my roles. I love to get really deep into them. And I love to make sure that when I am performing something, the first person that believes in what I'm saying is actually me. So I think just being able to find that voice within a character, within the choreography, within the role that Jean-Christophe wants to see also, because it's also his interpretation of the character. So finding the balance between that is quite a challenge. And also dancing in white tights is quite a challenge.
What are you hoping audiences will experience in this unique presentation of an ageless story?
I hope that the audiences see that while we are staying very true to the story, that we're just presenting it in a way that can make it more accessible to them and hopefully touch them in a more personal way, especially at the end of the ballet. The death of Romeo and Juliet is so, so intimate. Jean-Christophe in the scenography almost brings the death right into the hands of the public. So they feel like they're on stage with Romeo and Juliet as they share this intimate and final moment. I think the audience will really appreciate that connection, being brought on stage with us and speaking a language that hopefully they can understand and relate to.
Well, dancer Stephane Bourgand, thanks so much.
Thank you so much.
The New Orleans Ballet Association presents Les Ballets de Monte Carlo in Romeo and Juliet at the Mahalia Jackson Theater, Saturday, 8 p.m. More info is online at nobadance.com.